Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world. Spreading the news and information.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler, and my show is Topically Yours. Well, it's hard to believe that it's already the upcoming 10th anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson, which took place on June 25th, 2009. And because it's coming up this year, and in behest of that, I've invited the very talented director, producer, composer, engineer and sound visual designer, Darren Ross, to the show. Obviously, Darren wears many hats, yet has found the time to create his Michael Jackson tribute extravaganza, which is entitled Invincible, a Glorious Tribute to Michael Jackson, a production he will again be bringing to Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, which is located at 250 Bedford Park Boulevard West in the Bronx, on Saturday, May 25th at 8 o'clock. So be sure to get your tickets. And you can do that by calling the Lehman Center box office at 718-960-8833, or you can go online at www.lehmancenter.org. Well, before I introduce Darren Ross, let me tell you a little about him. Mr. Ross recently completed the score and soundscape for Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater's first duet ballet called Lazarus, and will also be featured in an upcoming documentary called Mr. Ailey. In the past, Ross completed the score and sound design on Alvin Ailey's documentary project entitled Beyond the Steps, and other former works for Alvin included the ballets, Love Story, and Reminiscence. Ross has done sound design and composition for Susan Laurie Park's Top Dog Underdog production as well. Mr. Ross started his career by producing and engineering songs with Jam On Production, which led to various television and radio productions, or record productions, I should say, and his working with Dr. Lenny Harris for over 32 years. Eventually, he established his own record label, IQ Records. Ross is a recipient of the Bessie Award, a 2002 New York Dance and Performance Award for his music composition and soundscape for the production Rome and Jewels. His sound design and composition credits are numerous and include Functified, Lifted, Heaven, Facing Mecca, Prince Scarecrow's Road to the Emerald City, the Camel Center presents Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Experiment, the Urban Funk Spectacular, King Michael, the Pennsylvania Ballet, the Memphis Ballet, the Colorado Ballet, Love American Style, Morris Hines Hot Seat, the Kennedy Center Honors, and numerous dance theater work. Ross, who is the president of Ross Live Entertainment, is currently touring his production, Invincible, A Glorious Tribute to Michael Jackson. Well, I have Mr. Ross with us, who's been waiting patiently in the wings, so let me introduce him. How are you, Darren?
Hello, Deirdre. I'm glad to be on your show yet again to talk about Invincible.
Exactly. You say that so well.
Yeah, I pretty much coined that.
I noticed that. I've worked with you a couple of times on different, well, the same project, but in different ways. And
Definitely.
So I know what you're capable of. But let me ask you about Eva Bornstein, who is the executive director of Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, which, by the way, is located in the Bronx for those who don't know. And was she the first to bring your tribute show to the New York area?
Yes, for sure. I had done an APAP, which is an arts presenter showcase, in late 2009, and I ran into Ava to invite her to view it. I assured her that the quality of the show I was producing on Michael Jackson would be on the same level of the productions I had brought to her venue previously. She was excited. She came and saw the showcase, and then she booked us for June 25th, 2010, and history was made. Ava has been a major impact in the success of the production. She has been an amazing reference for other presenters of the quality of my productions, and I really thank her dearly for this.
Yes, and now she's bringing you back on Saturday, May 25th.
Oh, yes, May 25th. It's going to be remembering those times.
And I understand a lot of renovation has gone into the theater. They're getting wider seats and new carpeting, and maybe even making an adjustment to the stage, which would probably be helpful to you, correct?
That would definitely be helpful, for sure. When Ava contacted me, that's the one thing she had said, because I think the last time we had brought the production to her venue was 2014. So she said, you know, we're getting a big grant to renovate the venue, and I want your production to be one of the first productions in the new venue. And I said, wow, thank you. This is great. So, we're going to be in the new facility. So people need to come out. If you love Michael Jackson, his music, just his works in general. Just come on, let's have a great time moonwalking and rocking the night away.
Exactly, and you've made it like a bonanza. I mean, everything.
Extravaganza.
Lighting.
Extravaganza.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you love to add surprises, and so I don't want to spoil that for you, but this is the 10th year of Michael's passing, so can you share at least a surprise or two?
Uh-oh.
Or are you doing something special?
Oh, yeah, you know, we're definitely. I'm coming back to where we premiered 10 years ago, so I would not do the show justice if I didn't bring anything new. So definitely we're going to be doing some new pieces, some songs we've never performed before will be added just for this Lehman show, again on May 25th at the Lehman Center in New York City, the Bronx. But going back to that, over the last 10 years, there's been many incarnations of the show. And I'd like to say that I have refined the show to its peak in the last, I think, maybe couple of years. But I do plan to spin a lot of what you've seen, if you've seen the show before, and make it different and like I said, add more thrills and songs you've never heard before. So you definitely got to come out on May 25th at the Lehman Center in the Bronx.
So on top of that, I'll remind people again, hurry and get your tickets before they're gone. You can call 718-960-8833, or you can get them online at www.lehmancenter.org. And I also want to mention that those that buy the VIP ticket, is going to be a special pre-concert VIP reception planned at 6:30. I think it's catered by the Havana Cafe. It's definitely sponsored by Goya Foods and Lehman Center, and I believe the reception will host wine and hors d'oeuvres. And also, for getting the VIP tickets, they include not only the reception, but the best seats in the house. So if you're interested in that, make sure you mention that you want VIP tickets when you call the box office. Now, also, Darren, didn't you mention to me that you were holding a special meet and greet of your own after the show? So tell me about that. I know you'll be selling merchandise and stuff.
Yeah, as you know, Deirdre, as a tribute show, to keep the production alive and to keep us touring, we sometimes have to self-produce shows in between our presented shows. This is only made possible when patrons support us by purchasing our show merchandise, and we have T-shirts, CDs, DVDs, and Blu-rays of past performances and all kinds of goodies at our merchandise table. But also, I think in the last few years, we've been doing what we call the it's really the meet and greet. And in the last year, I've added, so basically for an additional fee at the merchandise table, you can meet the artists, and now we'll have a professional photographer take your picture, and we post all them on the company Facebook page a few days thereafter, and it's been a big hit. If you look at our Facebook page, Invincible Glorious Tribute to Michael Jackson, you'll see some of the past venues and the VIP meet and greet photos, and you definitely should support the company if you can, and also meet the artist, get autographs, and get your professional photo.
And as you say, you get a chance to meet the two performing artists, Pete Carter and Jeffrey Perez, and take a picture with them. Well, tell me a little bit about each of their backgrounds.
Pete Carter has been with the show since the first version of the production. And Pete Carter is from Toms River, New Jersey. He's a world-renowned Michael Jackson tribute artist. And he's been in a lot of publications where they say it's a Michael Jackson sighting, but it's actually Pete Carter. Along with the fact that he knew Michael personally, and Michael actually signed his back, and he got it autographed and tattooed on his back prior to his passing. Jeffrey Perez, I think the first person that I used in the production, I thought was the most authentic sounding Michael Jackson impersonator. And then I had another gentleman that I flew in from Norway who was amazing. And then but the guy from Norway sounded more like Michael Jackson than the first guy. But he didn't dance. So I said, okay, Lord, you got to send me to someone that sounds like Michael Jackson. And he can dance like Michael Jackson. And that's when I was shown Jeffrey Perez. And, you know, Jeffrey was a diamond in the rough. But to me, I've groomed him to be one of the world's best MJ tribute artists and actually probably the most authentic sounding Michael Jackson impersonator in the world. And he was recently featured on Ellen DeGeneres' show for his talents and skills. He sounds like he has Michael Jackson's vocals in his body. It's amazing. So you definitely have to come out on May 25th and hear Jeffrey Perez light your soul on fire.
And you have, tell me about the beatbox guy. He also does
beatboxing.
Oh, yes, yes. I've worked with this guy since, I think, early 2002. And so that's 17 years. So it's a guy from the Bronx. His name is Anointed S, and he also was on Ellen with Jeffrey Perez. But Anointed S does the most incredible sounds, drum percussive sounds, keyboard sounds, vocal sounds, and he can do all these things at once coming out of his mouth. And he does this amazing, heart-filled tribute during the show to Michael Jackson that you do not want to miss. As I say again, people from New York, Jersey, Delaware, worldwide, if you can make it to Lehman Center on May 25th, you need to come out and see this amazing production, Invincible Glorious Tribute to Michael Jackson, the number one MJ tribute show in the world, the only one that was actually endorsed by the Jackson family. Joe Jackson himself was a great purveyor of our show and the production. He loved it. The sons have seen our production, and they love it. And even Catherine has seen the production and loves the show.
Wow. They gave their stamp of approval.
Yes, definitely.
Well, no matter what people may think of Michael Jackson, he was one of the greatest dancers and talents in the world, and that's what you're highlighting and showing every time you do your Invincible show, and it's really an honor to be able to pay tribute to him after amazingly 10 years. Doesn't even seem like time goes so fast.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? 10 years. Wow.
I know. Well, tell me your personal odyssey with Michael. What attracted you to him, and did it start in childhood?
My journey started with Michael Jackson in the late 70s. First of all, I'm a preacher's child, so, you know, it probably was the late 70s I got my indoctrination into really R&B. I think prior to that, all we listened to was gospel records or Christian contemporary. But I went back and then I listened to all the Motown 70s songs. And then I started listening to the Epic Records, the Philly Soul, or the Gamble and Huff productions, like Let Me Show You the Way to Go and songs like that. I grew to love them. But I have to say that when they released the Destiny album, which was on Epic Records, I think it was in 77, that was a turning point for me. Blame It on the Boogie, Shake Your Body Down to the Ground, Destiny, Bless His Soul. And then when they followed up with Triumph, with Can You Feel It and Lovely One, I was just hooked. And if I had to say one word about what drew me to MJ, it would be his perfection, his standard for excellence, his attention to all the details, and always striving to better himself. In the end, I think we were somewhat robbed because of his perfection. I have to admit to you, Deirdre. He never released another album after his 2001 release of Invincible. So that 8 years of music that he was working on and trying to refine and perfect and bring to the audience never got released. And that's sad, in my opinion.
It is. That is super sad. Do you think that his family will release it down the road?
I've heard conflicting reports. I think there's a lot of hard drives that are missing. People are holding on to them for whatever reason. I think the whole thing with the estate and how things are going, I did read an article about the estate, and they said they don't really have a lot of music that they will release. I don't think they have the proper, like I said, music tracks. Definitely Michael Jackson was working on things. I know he was working on things with Akon. I know he was Will.i.am. A lot of different producers. And, you know, Michael, just because you just go away from the public spotlight, you don't just give it up. You're in the lab. So, you know, he was a creative person. He had to be singing. That's 8 years, even if it was only two or three albums worth of material, which, you know, even for the albums he did release, he created hundreds of songs, and maybe only 17, 18 were released. So there's a lot of material out there. It's just, if people will come forward. I know years ago when he first passed, Darkchild, Rodney Jerkins, had said he was going to do a tribute album and do a lot of the songs that he had created for Invincible that Michael didn't use and bring them out. And then all of a sudden everything went hush-hush. So I would love to see the works come out. And they say this about a lot of artists. I just want to touch this because this is the same thing with Prince, who we definitely know had vaults and vaults of music. They called his music library the vault of unreleased stuff because it was so much material. But they're just releasing little trinkets, you know. I don't know what's happening. There's so much good material that these guys left behind. And if I can help bring that to the public, I will.
Well, I was hired once by the Duke Ellington family to try to straighten up his chaos, all his music, and he had a music room, and he had all his stuff in there, and find out what he really had, and he had stuff written on napkins, sheets of paper, songs,
wow.
Lots of music,
wow.
Just, you know, that has never seen the light of day.
Mm.
You know, I gave it all to them in order, but, you know, things happen that, you know, things are left with the family, and things never get done.
Right, exactly.
But it, you know how that goes.
Yes.
But
yes,
putting the tribute show together, how did you came up with the idea, and it was an idea, but how did you bring it into fruition? That must have taken a lot of work.
Well, it definitely took a lot of work. It's always been a labor of love, but the spark started from me. My mother had saved up for us to go see the Victory Tour at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia. And she saved up for my sister, my girlfriend, myself. We all went to see that. And I was blown away. I mean, you know, this was the heyday. Thriller was out. And Mike was up there singing all the songs and just embellishing on them with his brothers. And I was just hooked forever. So for me, putting this tribute show together, the original idea after watching – I had to look it up, what was out there. And I felt like everything was cookie cutter. Like, you know, there's a guy up there, he kind of looks like Michael, but I'm not feeling like I'm seeing Michael. And I get a feeling like you want to see a show that if it's about an artist, you want to feel like you're seeing and hearing that artist again. So I realized I had my little niche. So that was the original idea, to bring back the spirit and the essence of seeing Michael Jackson live again on stage like no other show. There's other shows. There's Circus Olay shows, but they dance to the music. They do different edits of the music. So that wasn't my forte. My thing was to, when you leave Invincible, you feel like you've seen and heard Michael Jackson touch your soul and your spirit one more time. And I wanted people to hear that great voice again and see the moves and the magic. And it has been a lot of trial and error with always wanting to add new segments and songs each year. The show, the cast is getting bigger and bigger, and the show is getting longer and longer. So over the past few years, I've been figuring out how to tailor it down and make it the sweet spot. So that's been my thing over the last few years. And I think we've got to a point where we can call from all the different years of material and cater each performance to each house. And then along with coming back home, which I consider Lehman Center home, you know, I'm coming back home, so I have to bring something new now to Lehman Center. Again, on May 25th, Invincible, glorious tribute to Michael Jackson. You must come out and see it. You need to get your tickets at lehmancenter.org. I believe that's the website. Is that correct, Deirdre?
Yes, and it's spelled out, Lehman, spelled out, Center.
Yes.
So you want to...
Because it's going to be an amazing...
Not a preview.
You're going to have a feeling. Yes. It's going to be an amazing night.
I just want to remind people about Michael Jackson's song. So if you don't mind, I'm going to play Smooth Criminal. And here we go.
Do different regions or countries respond to the show in their own unique ways?
Yes, we have toured all over in the last 10 years and played for such amazing audiences and at incredible venues. A few notables that I can think of were the CNE. We actually played in the CNE in Toronto, Canada. And what made this venue special was it's the actual band shell stage where the Jacksons performed their victory tour. So that was a bring it home moment to actually play on the same stage that they did years later. And then last year we played in the beautiful Elberg Harpa in Iceland. And the Icelandic audience, they tried to be reserved. Because I guess for theater productions, they are reserved. But by like our third number, they lost it. We had them won over, and they started shrieking and hollering and acting like most of the audiences when they get to feel that spirit and essence of seeing Michael on stage with Invincible. So that was an amazing, those are two amazing venues out of my 10 years that I can remember, along with Lehman. I mean, Lehman is my bring it home. Like I said, this will be our fourth appearance at the Lehman Center in the Bronx. Invincible, and you need to come out, bring your family. It's a children friendly show. May 25th at 8 p.m. we'll be rocking the night away at the Lehman Center.
And sometimes the kids dress up like Michael, right?
Oh, yeah, we love that. And we actually give away one hymn. We have a portion of the show where we let the crowd participate and get up and dance just like Michael. And it's amazing. The people that come out, they dress up and they're sitting down for the most of the night. So we give them that chance to explode. And they just, it's like a rocket.
Wow. Well, you know, as I said before, the show is really a spectacular extravaganza, blockbuster. But in order to do all that, you have to travel with costumes, set designs, singers, choirs, dancers, choreographers, beatbox guys, souvenirs, and Michael Jackson memorabilia. How do you pull all that together?
Honestly, by the grace of God, let me tell you. it's a lot, you know, different energies, different venues, different productions, the cast and crew, and just moving around. It all comes together. And like I said, it's all because our mission statement is to keep the positive memory of Michael Jackson alive and vibrant in everyone's hearts. So definitely by the grace of God, we pull it off. I'd like to give a special thank you to my wife, who for years has done the costuming and kept the costuming right. It's a family operation, and we go in, we execute, and at the end of the day, I think we've done our job because we've been here for 10 years. So I thank her for
Indeed.
That.
And you have a beautiful wife and beautiful children. But I want to mention, aside from what you do for the Michael Jackson show, you are involved in other productions. So let's talk about that and your association with the Alvin Ailey Dance Theater and your upcoming work of the Lazarus Ballet.
Yes, Lazarus, let me say it correctly, is monumental. I'll do this quick. 2004, I was commissioned by Judith Jamison, who was the then artistic director of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, to do a piece called Love Stories, which was her, Rennie Harris, and Robert Battle, who's now the current artistic director of Alvin Ailey. And I got to work with Stevie Wonder Music and do my thing. And that was a blockbuster hit. And then fast forward now, it's the 60th. That was the 45th anniversary of Alvin Ailey, and it was the piece. They had just moved to, I think, 54th Street, the building, Joan Weil Center for Dance. So that was the piece for that building. Now, 15 years later, of course, Rennie had done a couple of ballets with them without me, but then he called me and he said they want me to do their first two-act ballet, 60 Minutes. And it's for their 60th anniversary, and it has to be about Mr. Ailey's life. And I was like, wow, okay, we have to do this. And, normally when you do a ballet for Ailey, just so people know, you only have about a month and a half to get it together. That's normally for a 15, 20-minute ballet. So now you're going from a 15, 20-minute to an hour, and then you're told to do it on Mr. Ailey's life. So I'm like, okay. He told
me
his idea.
Is that the production called Mr. Ailey?
No, that's called Lazarus. Lazarus. This is Lazarus.
That's still Lazarus.
Right. So basically, Lazarus, the ultimate message is, and you have to see the piece. I don't want to give it away. I know it'll be in New York. I think this weekend it's actually playing at NJ PAC for Mother's Day on that weekend. That's this weekend. And then also, it will be playing at City Center and at the Lincoln Center in June. So you must see that piece. It's the most monumental work. Probably they actually pair it with his famous work, Revelations. So you see the hour-long Lazarus, and then you see Revelations. But it's winning accolades worldwide, and I wish Miss Jamison a happy birthday today. Her birthday is today, May 10th. My birthday is tomorrow. We're fellow Taurians. And she just told me it's exploding all over the place. Now, you did mention Mr. Ailey. Mr. Ailey is a documentary done by Insignia Films. And that's something that it shows the life of Alvin Ailey and also shares us making the production of Lazarus. So they came into the studio. We were creating things. They allowed me to go into the archives of Alvin Ailey and use his voice and video. And like I said, you have to see Lazarus when you get a chance. It's an amazing production that I've worked on.
But you also do diverse things, like you've done hip-hop productions and Love American Style, and I mentioned earlier Morris Hines Hot Feed and worked at the Kennedy Center Honors. When you do these productions, are you doing different genres like lighting, composition, production, or what?
Pretty much. I do lighting and sound, thanks to Dr. Rennie Harris. I was a sound engineer, composer, producer. That's my forte. So music composition, engineering is my forte. And then I remember back in the late 90s, we were out on the road and the lighting director had to leave. So Rennie said, hey, D, you're going to do lights tomorrow. I said, no, I'm not. I'm doing sound. I'm sound, you know. So, of course, the lights were already programmed. All I had to do was be like a stage manager, which means you call the different cue numbers. But I learned that, and then it, you know, grew into me becoming the executive director of Rennie Harris Pure Movement, and then actually traveling around and having to do all of the lighting duties. And then from there, I went to various productions, normally mostly for my sound and composition, but I've also done lighting on a lot of productions like Break the Urban Funk Spectacular, Champions of the Dance, all of the Ill Style and Peace production numbers. I'm the lighting director and sound and music video production. So I'm pretty much a jack of all trades. And when you get into this business, you're more valuable if you do more things than just one. So I found that a way to stay in the business over the years.
Well, that definitely makes sense. Now, your company, Ross Entertainment, you have a company called Ross Entertainment. Does that primarily represent Invincible, or do you incorporate other projects under that company?
Yes. Ross Live Entertainment right now is entirely Invincible. But in the next year or so, I will be bringing out another self-produced production, which I love to premiere at the Lehman Center. Hint, hint, Ava. But, yeah, I'm finally going to bring another production to the forefront, and I think this is going to be even bigger than Invincible. I'm praying on that. But for now, we have Invincible. And like I said, every year we do it bigger and better. And on May 25th, again, at the Lehman Center in the Bronx, we're going to bring Michael Jackson to the stage like you've never seen before. If you're a fan of Michael Jackson music, if you love his videos and want to see them brought to life like no other, if you want to hear the sound of his voice and see those moves, the magic, then get those tickets. You run, jump, hop, get to the theater and, you know, dress up in your best MJ regalia and outfits and support the company while you're there also and get the meet and greet. And we have all kinds of things you can purchase at the merchandise counter. But let's have a great night of remembering the music and the magic of Michael Jackson on May 25th, again at the Lehman Center.
And I think, is it children 12 and under get in for $10 at any seat they desire?
And, you know, Ava has started, I wish other theaters took this model. I love it. I mean, it's always been that way. Whatever seat you purchase, so suppose, I think the VIPs are going for maybe, I think, $75. But just think of this. If it's you and then you have three children, then it's only $10 more for each of the three children in VIP. So you're only paying that for your ticket. Then the other three seats in VIP are only $10 a piece if they're 12 and under.
That's fabulous.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that is...
I've never seen that at any venue. I think that's an amazing ticketing strategy. I think it helps families that want to get to the theater. Makes it affordable for them to come. I love it.
And it opens up theater for people that wouldn't be able to afford it otherwise.
Exactly.
So is there anything I haven't asked that you would like to add before we close the show, Darren?
just said I'm so happy to be on my, I think it's my fourth or fifth interview with you, Ms. Shuler. I appreciate you and love you to death. Yes. Also, this is the 10th anniversary of Michael Jackson's passing. So it's been a while, and we need to come out and remember, like I said, the music and the magic. And we are going to do it really big, like no other, on May 25th at the Lehman Center. You are going to hear the hits you love and see the videos brought to life like no other. So, again, come out. Let's celebrate the life and legacy of Michael Jackson on May 25th at the Lehman Center, Bronx, New York. And a special, special thanks to Miss Ava Bernstein for yet again believing in me and the production and bringing us back for the fourth time.
And again, you guys can call the box office for tickets at 718-960-8833 or go online at www.lehmancenter.org. Well, you're a man that is very cognizant of time, and this show is about to close its curtains since time has marched on. Now, I want to thank you, Darren, for being my guest today and talking about your show, Michael Jackson, his life and his music, and the show Invincible, a glorious tribute to Michael Jackson.
Invincible.
Thank you again for being my guest. And I want to thank my listeners for their support in making my topic topically yours. And alas, I'm going to end the show with Michael Jackson singing Man in the Mirror. Here we go. Man in the Mirror. Listening to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Souls.